for tuning in. We are Babes in Voiceland, bringing the laughter to you from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas.
Wait a minute. I go to the bathroom for a minute. I come back and you guys are laughing without me? What's so funny?
Okay, so Beth has these really cool pens that she made up for her new studio, WWDB-TV.
Yes.
And I found this fabulous pen, and it's green. It's so pretty.
Right.
And I said, you know what? It matches my glasses.
Right.
So she said...
I said, they're black.
No, you said, keep the pen.
Oh, yeah, I did. I said, keep the pen. I did say, keep the pen.
Right. And then I said, these glasses are green. And you said, no.
I said, no, they look black from here.
Right. So I said, here, look at the glasses. What color? Look at them. They're green. And you said?
I said, I took them close and I said, they look like navy blue to me.
Right.
So she says,
from here.
So she said, see? So she says, well, look at the earpieces. I said, they're too far away. And she thought to fold it up so I could hold it next to each other. And I said, well, it still looks black and navy blue to me. Well, Diana, what color is it?
The earpiece is black. This is, okay, first of all, you know, the cockamamie lighting in this place makes it very hard to see anything.
I can't help it. Okay. You know what? This is one of those chandeliers that only
I just want our loyal listeners to know that we're actually debating about a pair of glasses. Glasses, do you get that? And each of us is seeing them in a different way because we all have old eyes. Well,
but they're green, and if you hold up the black earpiece, you will see that they're forest
but
green.
When they were near your sweater, they looked navy blue, but now when I'm looking at them, they're forest green.
They're
forest
still navy green. Blue okay. to me.
Okay, that's it.
All right, the debate is over.
Okay.
All right, moving on. Eric and I were talking about something on the phone this morning.
Imagine that.
Okay. And you missed it. So I want to catch you up and get your opinion on this.
Oh, okay. I love to give my opinion on things.
Okay, you're going to like really? This. This is a good one. Okay. Now, I was watching TV this morning. I happened to be watching Ancient Aliens. Have you ever seen it?
Oh, my God, yes.
It's a very interesting
show. Astronaut theorists. And the guy with the crazy hair who's Greek.
I love him, George.
Yeah, okay,
yeah, the little Greek guy, George. Love that guy. So this was an episode I'd never seen. Now, I totally believe, we all believe in God. You know, we do. I don't know about all our listeners. I hope you do. But the thing is, I believe in angels. I believe my mom and my dad and everybody's watching over me. Do you?
Right.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yes.
I believe
okay.
in angels.
Well, this show happened to be on reincarnation. And it was very interesting. Now, I do believe reincarnation is possible. I don't know if I believe it happens, but I do believe it's possible. And the reason...
I do believe in reincarnation, just so you know.
What do you think? What do you think, Diana?
Do you believe in reincarnation, Diana?
I do to a certain extent because there's so much out there about people and their past lives, things that are familiar, things that they remember from centuries ago that they couldn't possibly know, and there's no other explanation than them having experienced it firsthand. And I think that sometimes God just keeps sending us back until we get it right.
Okay, you know what? I totally believe that's
and
possible.
That's what reincarnation is
right.
about.
Defending your life. That movie we talked about with Meryl Streep. I love that movie. Watch the movie.
Getting to higher levels, learning your lessons until you get it right.
Right.
So you can just live in heaven forever and not have to come back here and go through all this stuff.
Right. So this episode of Ancient Aliens was talking about, I think they said Duke University in England, if I'm not mistaken, and I think another university in Virginia, have entire departments dedicated to the research of reincarnation,
okay.
which I did not know. So they were talking about this one boy when he was little that for a year, every night he had the same dream. He'd hold his feet up and be screaming, you know, like the plane's on fire. And he drew a picture for his dad, and the picture was a plane coming down, and he signed it James 3. And his dad said, why did you sign this James 3? I'm the third James, you know, the father, the grandfather, the son. Mm-hmm. I signed it James 3. Mm-hmm. Well, all of a sudden they realized that this kid, I mean, he was very small, but he knew everything about World War II planes. And they finally did research, and there was a man named James, I forget the last name, that was killed in World War II. Mm-hmm. And, you know, apparently this kid is him, you know,
right.
reincarnated.
Well, what about and then savants, like people that can play the piano like they've been playing their whole life, that are only 5 years old?
Right.
That has to be reincarnation. You have to have some kind of memory
right.
to be able to do that. You just don't learn that in a split second.
No. I agree. And you then know. There was another lady that when she was 2 years old, she started telling them about her family in India. And to make a long story short, they finally took her there and they researched this family. And this lady had died 10 days before this little girl was born. And the little girl knew the entire family, all their relationships, the husband, I mean, everything.
Wow.
So this is what gave me something to really think about that actually kind of bothered me this morning. We all believe in angels. We believe everybody's watching out for you.
Right.
But, like, if my mom is reincarnated into someone else, then is she still an angel and watching out for me? And this was bothering me this morning.
She is, if she had already reached that level. If you think about it, if your mom had already lived all of her lives and she finally had reached that level, then she is.
I know, but what if I was somebody's, you know, mother, daughter, sister, and I don't remember right now. Maybe I've had a past life, and years ago they thought I'm watching over them, and I'm not. I'm here.
We all have past lives.
I just want to know everybody's out there watching out for me because it's bothering me today.
Do you
want
to know what I believe?
Yes.
I believe that when people die, they go to heaven or to hell.
Right.
And maybe there isn't even a hell, but you go someplace.
I believe
we're all
there
beings,
is.
Everything is made up of energy.
Right.
Our souls are made up of energy.
Right.
Our physical body, the vessel, dies.
Right.
But our energy lives, and our energy goes to another place. Now, depending upon mm-hmm. what we've done and where we're at, you've heard of old souls, new souls, mm-hmm. you know, having to learn your lessons. The work is not only here, but the work is also up there. So we may not have done all the work up there that we need to do.
Uh-huh.
So we may remain up there as an angel for a while, or we may remain up there working, doing the work up there until like everybody from our immediate families are gone or not, if somebody comes back really quickly. I don't think it's up to us. I think that it's up to something like shoots energy of soul into a new baby right away, or lets people stay above. So I do believe in angels, but I believe that when you come back, you're no longer an angel because you're busy working on your next level.
It's very interesting to think about, though, don't you think? It's,
yeah.
But it kind of really, this morning I thought, oh my God, I hope everybody that I'm picturing, they're all helping me out here, that they're not already in somebody else.
Well, knowing your mom, even though I didn't know her, knowing what you told me about your mom, if she has to come back down here, she'll assign it to one of your other aunts.
That's true.
Ethel and Gladys will be watching me. They'll go, watch Beth. I got to go be somebody else.
Oh, they're calling me, Edna. They're calling me, you know. Yeah. Okay, Gladys, you watch her until it's your turn.
That's
then we'll
true.
Assign, make another friend so we can assign it to someone else.
Well,
so.
Thank you, Erica. That makes me feel so much better
Don't
today.
Don't worry. They will look out for you one way or another.
I also feel that there's a level of connectivity that when we're created, when our souls are created, I believe that our souls are not completed. I don't think that He blesses us with a complete soul. I think mm-hmm. that our soul has pieces missing, and part of our mission is to find those other pieces and fit them together. Because you know the terminology soulmate?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Where you meet somebody and you connect on a level that is beyond
been there,
physical.
Done that. Yes.
That, okay? It's like you've been waiting your whole existence, and all of a sudden this person walks into your life and you look at them and it's like, bam, and you know it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
So when you think
That's
about
such a good feeling.
Your family, and are they really up there watching over you? However He created us, she created us, the entity created us, I think that we're all interconnected, but there's units of us.
Mm-hmm.
So when you think of your family and are they watching over you, all of your souls were created with pieces that needed to be filled in with the other pieces
That's
of the others
cool.
of you.
That's very cool.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So even
like
if
that.
They were, even if they're up there now as guides or they're down here working through the next thing, there's still a connectivity. It's always connected. And when each of you advances to the next level, you recognize the others.
That's cool.
Always. That's why when you meet somebody on Earth and there's a recognition.
A familiarity.
Exactly. You know this person. This person knows your soul.
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's not, I don't think anything is final. And I believe, like you do, that there is a heaven and there's an unheaven. You can call it hell. You can call it whatever you want. To me, heaven is living in and bathed in light that never ends.
And love.
That's
and
beautiful.
Joy.
That's
and
beautiful.
Love. That's
I agree.
The way I see it. Living in his light, living in his presence, living in joy.
Well, I
hell
actually
is the absence of that.
I actually knew someone that remembered when she was very small a previous life and used to tell her parents about it. So I really do think this happens, you know.
No, but I totally believe it.
I totally believe it can be. I
took Samantha to a psychic once and she told Sam that in a previous life she was my mother.
Really?
And she's never let me forget it.
Oh, my God.
Well, on like, that
well, you
note,
know I was your mother, you know.
We've talked half a show about reincarnation.
Before we wrap it up, I want to know if any of our listeners have something that they would like to contribute to this topic of conversation,
yes,
any experiences or beliefs or whatever.
Great idea.
They should probably go. They can either contact us at babesinvoiceland@gmail.com.
Yes.
That's right.
Or you can log on to our website at www.babesinvoiceland.com and leave us a comment on that.
Yes, please do.
We'd be
interested. I would really be interested to know if anyone out there
because we might know you already.
Life.
That's right. You might be part of our family.
Hey, there you go.
We could have all been a family a long time ago. You never know.
Do you know what? I bet we all did know each other
in a past life.
I'll bet
that's
we
right.
did.
I bet, or maybe from another planet. Who knows?
Cool.
Okay.
Should we do a crazy script now?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay.
Dang, Julie, your car's in the shop again?
Yeah, Jeannie, it's been repaired so much over the last 3 years, I can't even count how many times.
Well, then get a new car. Samantha, what do you think? Don't you think she should get a new car?
Yeah, I do. Get a new car. What's the problem, Julie? You've had this one for 13 years. Enough already.
Well, I can't find a good blue one.
What the hell are you talking about? There's a million blue cars out there.
Yeah, Jeannie's right. What model do you like?
See, that's the problem. I don't know. I haven't shopped for a car in a very long time, and when I go to the online sites, it asks what model I'm looking for, and I don't know. I want a cool blue car.
Okay, well, define cool.
Okay, I had a Firebird back in the 70s. It was very cool. I had a Cutlass Supreme convertible in the 90s, and now I have a Chrysler Sebring convertible. All cool.
Very cool cars.
So you like the sleek look?
Yeah.
Were all your other cars blue?
Well, no. Gold Firebird, blue Cutlass, red Sebring.
So does the next one have to be blue?
Yes, definitely.
Why? Get a white one or a metallic brown.
No. Remember back in the day, everyone couldn't wait for the new models and the new colors. And when you finally got a new car, it made you feel so special.
Yeah.
And when all your friends saw it, they'd say, wow, that is one cool car. Everything now is white, black, brown.
Me.
Tan. But boring.
Me.
Very boring. I know, I'm sorry, but listen, look around next time you're driving. All the same colors, all similar styles. I need pizzazz. I need real pizzazz.
Ooh, I have an idea. Maybe you should go to a vintage dealer and get a car from the 60s.
Ooh, hey, that's not a bad idea.
Samantha, don't get her started. We're trying to talk her into a new car, not somebody's old problems. So, have you seen anything you might consider when you've looked online?
Well, yeah, I did. Here's the good and the bad. The bad news is that one of the sites wouldn't let me hit the next button until I put my phone number in.
Oh, no.
You didn't do it, did you? Did you get some calls?
Yeah, I did put my phone number in. And calls, you ask? Calls? You'd think I was a DJ on the radio giving away tickets because Elvis rose from the dead.
Oh, boy.
I mean, one little internet site, and my phone was blowing up like the attack on Pearl Harbor.
Oh, no.
Oh, I hate when that happens. You know what? Just don't answer the phone.
Oh, God, you know I can't do that. That's not me. I mean, what if it's important?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Well, okay, so what's the good news?
Well, I discovered that even though nothing is as cool as the cars in the past, I do kind of like the new Toyota Camry and the Dodge Charger.
Oh, that's very nice.
Okay, I hate to ask, but did you find a cool blue one?
Actually, yes, I did. I did waver for just a second, though, looking at an electric green Charger, but also found a not-so-bad, kind of cool blue Camry.
Ooh, are you going to look?
Yeah, let's go now.
Yeah, let's go.
Let's go.
Not so fast, ladies.
Why? Why not?
Well, I have to wait for the mechanic to call and see what the problem is with my car that's in the shop.
Wait. Are you telling me we went through this whole discussion for nothing?
Well, not totally for nothing. My eyes are slightly open to new possibilities now.
Oh, Jeannie, let's go out for a glass of wine.
Maybe the whole bottle?
Hey, wait for me, but remember, one of you has to drive. I have no car.
Once again, it would appear we're going to be on the topic of food. It seems to be our most favorite thing to talk about.
That's because you're on a diet.
Yeah, well, yeah.
She's starving.
But I was just reading the other day on how some people really take offense to whole food. And I'm not talking about Whole Foods, the store, but when you're served like a whole fish with the little eye and the fin and the tail.
But I have a friend that will, the fish comes with the head on, she freak out. I mean, you can't bring her.
I don't like to eat anything that's looking back at me.
I don't care.
Personally, I don't. In Germany, they have this feast in this town called Wittlich, and they serve whole pig, and it's like the whole thing. Mm-hmm. And it's they even had T-shirts.
We ate the whole thing.
with the fire and the pigs and everything. I mean, it was really like.
Well,
upsetting, but they like it.
No,
but,
I can't. I did the luau thing on my honeymoon many years ago, and they're pulling the pig out of the pit, and I can see the snout and the ears, and I'm just like, oh, dear God. And I could just feel myself going,
See, that was Grady's favorite part. He's like, I want to see the pig come out of the pit.
No.
And it's
every
a delicacy.
Every time we go to Hawaii,
like, he ears are supposed to be come out of the
pit. Yeah.
And the snout is supposed to be good, too, right?
Yeah, for something.
Oh, my God. You guys are talking about the parks that make me want to roll.
All right.
You know what?
Well, this may be a very short banter.
This brings a funny story to mind.
Somebody bring Diana a bag.
I'm telling you, if we come here to record one night and you got a whole pig out there on that massive barbecue of yours, I'm leaving because it's going to be like, no, and
what about
hell
a goat?
No.
People do that with goats.
Yep. Here we go again. We're having another conversation about
goats.
Okay. Just so our listeners are clear on this, I do not like eating food where the tail and the head and the hooves are intact. Period.
You know why I think it doesn't bother me? Because my dad took me fishing all the time when I was little, and he taught me how to clean the fish.
Now that I did.
I'd gut the fish, I'd poke their eyes out, man, I'd scale them, I did all this stuff,
No, I can do that as part of a prep. My dad taught me how to do that too, how to fillet fish, how to cut the heads off,
the tails.
But
you want to cut his head off before you cook them.
Well, yeah.
You don't want them coming to the plate with that
head. I don't want that glassy, weird little eye staring. No.
I don't want to know the animal that I'm going to eat. Well, when I was in the Azores, we went to this area in the Azores, and we took this little rooster or chicken with us.
No, I couldn't
rooster
do
or
that.
Chicken,
no.
And
that
we had him for a few days, tied up a very remote area, tied up to a little bench, and he were every morning and stuff. And then one day they said they wanted to cook him, and I said, "No, you can't kill this poor little bird."
Your friend.
So the men went out and shot some quail because I wouldn't let them kill the chicken.
Good girl,
and we
Erica.
Saved him.
Good
so
girl.
There you go.
Oh, my God.
What were you saying, Terry?
Well, no, I was just saying, down in Chinatown, there are places where they have the tanks, so you can pick out which fish you want.
No.
They're still swimming around.
No,
I want that one, and I want that one, and then they take it out of the
see
tank,
that,
and they go and cook
that
it.
That wouldn't
it's
bother
very
me.
Fresh.
You know, you go into a restaurant, and you pick out your lobster, and they go back
the
and bring it
okay.
to you. Because I haven't developed a bond with the animal.
Right.
Just he's in a tank. Let me eat him. Go. That's okay.
Well, that's why Sharon called it Pamela, and she had to set it free. Same thing.
That's right.
This is true.
All right.
True.
So if it looks back at you, you really shouldn't.
Or if you get
to know it and make friends.
Well, if I get to know it and make friends, I'd protect it.
And
so
that's why my
go.
Kids are vegetarians. Okay.
here's a chance for us to laugh right along with you at ourselves. Here's some outtakes to wind up tonight's show. I haven't shopped for a car in a long time, and when I go to the online sites... Shit. I haven't shopped for a car in a very long time, and when I go to... I can't say that.
Yes, you can.
Yes, you can. Well, no. Gold Firebird, Blue Cutlass, Red Sebring.
Wait, can we take that again from Okay, I Had a Firebird?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And were all your other cars blue?
We hesitated there.
Okay, go back to the Okay, that's I Had okay. a Firebird.
No, it was
No,
it,
we're
it
adding things to it now, and it's okay. like, okay, to start with, go back to the fire. Okay.
Okay.
Stop, wait, stop. I have a suggestion. When you go through your whole run, you go all cool. We can go, yep, cool, and then you can go very cool
Good.
Cars.
Okay. And when you finally got a new car, it made you feel so special. And when your friends saw it, they all would... I was so close. Even though nothing is as cool as the cars in the past, I do kind of like the new Toyota Camry. I didn't say it right, sorry.
Toyota.
Toyota, not Toyota.
Toyota.
Toyota. Toyota.
Like your name, Toy.
Toyota. Oh, yeah.
They're, oh, you're genius. You are genius.
Oh, my. I've got to catch my breath. Well, join us anytime on Apple Podcasts, babesinvoiceland.com, and WWDBTV.com.